Good afternoon, everyone. I think I just heard thunder. I also keep hearing something that sounds like a gunshot. I don't know whether... I don't think it's a car backfiring because it's happening too regularly. And, you know, it's not like a car that's passing because it's too far away. Yeah, I think that is thunder. Okay, I'm going to go down and see what I can record. If it comes any better than this. And, I'm just going to pause this for a second and then I'll be back. Okay, I'm sitting downstairs now and it's very, very windy. I think there's a storm coming because I put the radio on and the static is really bad. So we'll see if we can get any thunder. I don't know if you can hear the wind in the trees. It's quite strong and it's very humid. And it's come over like it's going to rain, I think. That's a big gust of wind. In the trees. I don't know if you heard that very distant rumble of thunder then. And the wind's really getting up. It has been very windy the past couple of days. Pardon me, I think a storm is brewing. I hope it's going to be a good one. I think that was that gunshot thing again, only this time I heard it from the back and not the front. Whether it's a bird scarer, I don't know, because there are fields around here, it could be that. Of rain. Here it comes. Here comes the rain. Somebody else. Kind of went ding. If you wonder what I'm doing, well, I had a plastic cup of coffee with a lid on that you buy in. I think Connor bought it in Sainsbury's and he didn't like it, so he gave it to me, and I had it down on the floor next to my chair, and when Niall came in before I started recording this, he barged past me and I didn't realise he'd knocked it over and it didn't all leak out. some of it did. I've got one of those outdoor mats, but it's inside with holes in. So I'm just wiping the floor. It's not that bad. At least it's not carpet, hey? That would be the pits. It's all nice and clean now. I'm trying not to speak so you can hear the thunder.
hope we do. We're on the edge of it, I think. noises. Well, folks, that might be it. Oops. Sounds like someone brushing something. Surely they're not outside in this weather. Right, stop raining now. I think maybe that's it. Well, it wasn't much of a storm. It was somewhere, but just not here. It's still rumbling around out there, so I'll leave it a bit longer. Can you hear that? It's starting to rain again a bit now. It hasn't actually rained that hard. Oh, that's more like it. I would have been really fed up if I turned this off then. I'm just going to see what percentage of battery I've got left, because I don't think it was that high when I started. Shush! Shut up, I can't hear a thing! Oh, I could knock him out sometimes. I'm okay. The battery, I mean. Isn't the sound of rain just lovely? I don't know why he's barking. I don't know if he can hear the thunder. He's very profoundly deaf. He isn't totally deaf. So it could be that he can hear it. Or it might be the lightning he's barking at. I don't know. But yesterday I called Pinky in a really loud, high-pitched voice. I'm not going to do it on here. And Obi said he heard it because he was in the middle of the floor. Lammy, Tooth Tooth, Yusuf, whatever you like to call him, Tup Tup. I'm just letting the thunder have its say. Okay. Yeah, he was in the middle of the floor, and I shouted out, Pinky! Really loud and really protracted several times, and he heard it, but he didn't know where it was coming from, but he was looking all round. You know, he heard it, he looked round, and he was looking round to see where the voice came from. So he can hear some things, but if you just call him, he can't hear that. Had to really screech it, and then he heard it. They're parakeets, you can hear. I think I've said on here before, they're not native to this country. They escaped during the big storm of 1987 in the south of England. A lot of aviaries were blown down. We know some locally that were blown down in parks and stuff. And in the grounds of like stately homes. And they escaped, and now they're living quite successfully. I think they're green, and I'm not sure what other colour. But they're unusual looking birds to see in the UK, put it that way. They're more like a tropical looking bird. A lot of people don't like them because they're quite noisy, but I like them. And they like tall trees. And we've got some very tall trees in the school grounds, so that's what they're where they go, I expect. He's coming over to me. I think he's wondering where the noise is coming from. He must be able to hear it. But he doesn't know what it is. I think when I take him to the vets next week, I'm going to get his hearing tested. I was going to take him today. I didn't make the appointment because it was going to be so hot, I didn't want to take him in. They said 30 degrees, and I didn't want to take him in the car because he gets distressed enough as it is without the added heat. So I will make the appointment for next Tuesday. All being well. And I'm going to ask them to test his hearing as much as they can. Maybe he's just become ignorant and he just ignores us. I don't think it's the banging he can hear. It's gone. Don't bark at nothing. Maybe you can hear that banging, but it's very quiet. Stop it. Stop it. If you can hear that, then he's not as deaf as I think he is. Or he pretends to be. Maybe it's certain pitches of things. He certainly doesn't hear the doorbell anymore. It's really loud. I've gone to look out the window at the front. It's not out that way, you divvy, it's out the back. Certainly feels fresher now, but I'm sure once the storm's passed it'll be humid again and the sun will probably come out. Anyway, folks, I think I'm going to upload this before it gets too long. There's nothing much happening at the moment, apart from a few parakeets and some rain. If there's anything further, I will let you know.